Yeah, it's a big field. I think, you know, the easy answer is prayer, but it'd be hard for you to pray for every chaplain in Townsville. And so, you know, I've heard of churches or schools or communities or individuals or families adopting a chaplain. And maybe it's just finding a chaplain in your school or in your sporting club or in your community who you can talk to and pray for or ask them what they need prayer for and spread that around your crew or family or community. But I think just praying for that, I think we're really blessed in Townsville. The name of a chaplain has good standing in the community. You know, the North Queensland Cowboys have a chaplain. Most sporting clubs and schools have chaplains. Prisons, aged care, they all have chaplains. And so I think my answer would, and encouragement and challenge to listeners would be that if you're not praying or not aware of any local chaplains, God's put you in a suburb or in a local community. And I think you're called to the battle's not against flesh, but it's against the enemy and the unseen realms. And we actually need to protect and fight for our chaplains because, you know, the enemy's going to want to close doors. He's going to want to tire them out. He's going to want to pull them away from the school communities or the vulnerable communities, all the different places that are in need. So, yeah, that would be my kind of encouragement. How to support us, would be through prayer and how you can spiritually care and step into, I think, all of our roles as chaplains wherever we are. I think getting behind your local sporting clubs, communities, anywhere that doesn't have a chaplain, you might be able to volunteer and start running the water or start being there as a chaplain, just someone to talk to, someone to be an encouragement, someone to listen, not necessarily run a Bible study, not necessarily do all the potentially religious things, but just being and believing that the presence of God is with you and that out of your heart will flow living waters, as Jesus promised.
Yeah.
I believe the most important thing you can do is to walk close with your Lord, to read the word, to pray, and not to try and do it in your own strength. I believe that the work that we do as chaplains, the lasting work we do is what's done in God's spirit, in his power. And that same thing applies for every listener, every Christian person who's listening. It's your relationship with the Lord. And I know that we can get terribly weighed down. Okay, I've tried prayer in a whole lot of different ways, and it very quickly leads to bondage. So my thought is that we just need to cultivate our relationship with the Lord, to listen to him, to talk to him.